We are at the very bottom of Ayin Tesamud Beis. The last line, Tanya, Rebbe Omer. Okay, Rebbe Tanya, Rebbe Omer. Kol hashiyurim kulon b'chazayis chutz mitumus eichlin sheshina hakosiv b'mashmon v'shina chachamim b'shiyuron. So all these shiyurim are a chazayis. As Rashi says, top of the page, kol hashiyurim ho'amurim b'eichlin, the standard shiur in reference to food, be it a mitzvah asay, be it machalas asuris or leis asay, the shiur is a kezayis. Chutz mitumas eichlin, shushina akosiv b'mashmon, v'shina chachamim b'shiuran. And the reason why there's going to be a different shiur, we'll see in a minute what the shiur is when it comes to tumas eichlin, how big does the food need to be in order to impart tumah. So being that the Torah uses it, expresses it differently, the pasuk was Mishana, so therefore the Chachamim understood it's a different shiur. V'ray l'dovah Yom Kippurim. And a raya to this is from Yom Kippur. Just like on Yom Kippur, the Torah is Mishana, the way it presents the Isser, and therefore we understand that there's a different shiur. So too, when it comes to Tumas Eichlin, also it's going to be different. So, we say, Mayishin HaKasiv HaMashmo. So where do we find by Yom Kippur that the Torah does this? Because it says, Milei Se'una. It doesn't use a Lashon of Achila. It doesn't say, don't eat. It says, anyone who did not afflict himself. So it uses a Lashon of Inui instead of a Lashon of Achila. Umayishin HaChamim B'Shiurei Kakei Sevis. Because we said that the shear of the Easter on Yom Kippur is the shear of a kakeh sevis as opposed to the shear of a kezayis. So, in essence, what is the structure over here? We're saying Yom Kippur, the Torah presents the Issur Achila differently, and therefore there's a different shear. And therefore, so too, with regards to Tumas Eichlin, the Torah presents the Issur differently, and therefore there's going to be a different shear. It says the Gemara, my raya ledivri Yom Kippurim. I mean, what did we see in Yom Kippur that actually is a raya to the case of Tumas Eichlin? If you look at Rashi, five lines down, Rashi says, "My raya, lama loyla havi raya, my ulme dahai mehai." I mean, why is one any more compelling, any stronger than the other? The map purish b'yom kippurim b'mishnah lahidi enu yoser shata mishum deshina hakosevu. Mishalay Pirshu. Hasim Batumanami Chazin and Dishina Kasib Mashmo, Vishina Chachamim Bishiurai. In other words, by Tumas Eichlin, the Torah presents the amount of Tumas Eichlin differently. It doesn't speak about a Kazayis, it uses a strange Lashon. Oh, because there's a strange Lashon, then we're going to say it's going to be a different shear. So that should be good enough. I mean, okay, you find a similar thing by Yom Kippur, but it's not like we have a Mishnah. A clear Mishnah which says, like, this is the reason why by Yom Kippur. So, in Mayomi Hainehai, why is one more of a raya than the other that we kind of need to say a raya ladar is Yom Kippurim? So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. Because the Imi Hasam, had it just been the way the Torah presents Tumas Eichlin in a slightly different manner, the Imi Hasam, which we'll see in a minute, what's the strange novel way it's presented, the Imi Hasam, Avamina Urcha de Krahu. I might have said, you know, it's not so unusual for the Torah to speak the way it did by Tumas Eichlin. That's why I need the raya from Yom Kippur. So let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi says, "Dimi asa midishina hakosev tuma." However, I mean, ain sham shinui hakosev. I would have said it's not so unusual. It's not so noteworthy. The urchehu lemichtav mikol ha'oichel asher yeachel. That's going to be the interesting presentation. Why does it say mikol ha'oichel asher yeachel? The pasuk says mikol ha'oichel asher yeachel asher yavo lav mayim yitma, meaning food which can be consumed, which became wet is now subject and susceptible to tumah. So it says mikol ha'oichel asher yeachel. I would have said nunu. That is not so strange. Ein sham shina akasid urchud lamechta mikolecha sheyachal. Keich adachsev gabi mashke. What did it say? Asher yishaseh. The same pasuk says, uchal mashke asher yishaseh. So I might have said it's not so unusual. It's like Rashi, Kamash Malon, Yom Kippurim, the Hasan Vadish in Akasib Mashmo. Because it doesn't use Lashon of Achila, it uses Lashon of Inui. And we say, oh, unusual Lashon, Shina Chacham and Bishayurim. If so, Emma Miata, says Rashi, Es Shishinu, Betuma, Nami Mishum, Mishum Taima Dishina Akasivu. So now that we have another case, another parasha where the Torah is Mishana, that tells us yes, all shinuyim are noteworthy, and that's actually the reason why there should be a different shiur. So again, the statement of Rebbe is usually when it comes to shiurim which have to do with achila, mitzvah say it's going to be the shiur of kezayis. When it comes to tumas oichlin, which it says food which can be eaten, is susceptible to tumas eichlin, there it's going to be a different shear because the Torah presents it differently. It says, Mikol eichel she ye achel. Now says the Gemara, tumas eichlin kebetza menalan. So how taka do we know that the shear is a kebetza in reference to tumas eichlin? So Amar Rabbi Abayu Amar Rabbi Lazar Makra, Mikol eichel she ye achel. We say, what does it mean, Eichel Asher Yeyachel? It implies Eichel Haba Machmas Eichel, food which comes out of another food. So the egg which comes out of a chicken, that's Eichel Haba Mi Eichel. Eichel Haba Machmas Eichel, Ve'ezezeh, Beitzes Tanagolus. It is the egg which comes out of a chicken. Frankly, Gemara, that seems quite random and arbitrary. Ve'emagdi, maybe it's a little kid. Which comes out of its mother. The mother is food, and the kid is food, and now that's going to be a much larger shear. We will say that only food, which is the size of a gedi, which also isn't quite a clear shear, how big is a gedi, but maybe only a much larger shear of a gedi, which is eichel ba machmas eichel, veim gedi. And now we say, no, that's not called eichel haba machmas eichel, because machmas eichel, both the gedi and its mother require a shechita. And until you, it has undergone shechita, it's not considered to be food yet. Says the Gemara, the Ema ben Pakua. What about if it's a ben Pakua found in its mother's stomach? That we know that midyarayis it is nitar al yedei shechitas imoy. Maybe that is considered to be eichel abba machas eichel. Says the Gemara, that's also not yet eichel insofar as tone kriya. It requires kriya. At the end of the day, you need to rip open the stomach. She says, this nan, koiroi umoitzias dama. You have to first tear and remove the blood, and then you're allowed to eat it midyaraisa. So again, we are saying over here that the shear of tumas eichlin, which we're saying, certainly, I mean, there's a famous machlekes as to, is there a minimum shear for a food to be makabel tuma? But everyone agrees, in order to be mitame, we're saying it's a shear of a kebetza. How do we know? We're saying from the words Mikala Eichel Asheyi Achel, we're saying it means Eichel Abba Machmas Eichel, which we're saying is the egg of a chicken, and it's not the Gdi, because that's not Eichel, it's not even a Ben Pakua, and so on. Frak the Gemara, the Ema Beitzes Bar Yoichni. Well, there's an enormous bird with an enormous egg, and maybe that type of egg is going to be the type of egg which is going to be subject to Tumas Eichlin, and it's a much, much larger shear. Says the Gemara, fascinating answer, Tafasta Maruba Le Tafasta. Tafasta Muat Tafasta. So we know we have this klal in many places in Shas, we had it in Yuma also. So let's think here, I mean Rashi doesn't say what this means over here. I'm going to read to you a Rashi in Chagiga. And Rashi says a similar thing in other places. Rashi says the following: Kol makim shetim se shnei drachim, echad tefes meruba ve'echad tefes muat. You have two ways, two paths. One is going to grab onto the larger, one grab onto the smaller. Toiv lecha litfeses muat. You're better off grabbing onto the smaller. Shafilu hayil lecha litfeses meruba ve'titfeses muat. Even if you are supposed to grab onto the bigger and you grab onto the smaller, tfisascha tfisa. Why is sheyesh bechlar hamaruba hamuat? Because what you're supposed to grab a lot, you grabbed a little, but you at least grabbed that which you were supposed to grab. Avlim titpais hamaruba, in the hayelach halitpais hamuat, Nimtzeis shetafasta shalikadas. So it turns out that you were tefes shalikadas. You were tefes in a way which you were not supposed to be tefes, and so on. So let's think here for a second. The logic. We want to know how big does food need to be in order to be matame. So we're saying, well, either it's the size of a small egg or it's the size of a very big egg. Size of a very big egg. So we're saying that it must be the smaller egg because tafastam works tafasta. Tafastam rubale tafasta. So I was a bit bothered by this, by the logic over here. Say again? Oh, well, so let's just speak it out. Let's speak it out. There is an Aruch Haner in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. And the Aruch Haner is discussing a question of the Turi Evin. We're not going into the whole sugya, but there the discussion is what is considered to be a month, and there it mentions 30 days, and the Turi Evin says, well, maybe it should be 29 days, because after all, tafasta mu'at, tafasta. That's the discussion. Says the Aruch Haner as follows. And again, the context over there is not so relevant, but let's just see how it becomes relevant to us. But whatever is more of a chiddush, that's the meruba, meaning make a taser to grab onto the bigger chiddush. Say the smaller chiddush, and you're okay. Grabbing onto the bigger chiddush, make a taser, you can grab onto the bigger chiddush. So, based on that havana of the Aruch Haner, let's think over here. We have a discussion. We want to know at what stage is there going to be Tumas Eichlin. So, which is there a smaller chiddush? I would have thought it's a smaller chiddush to say a large amount of food is able to confer Tumas Eichlin. You want to tell me even a small amount of food is able to give Tumas Eichlin? That's a big chiddush. That's the meruba over here. So, based on that understanding of the Aruch Haner, which in my mind is very mistaber, that type of understanding, I was a bit bothered. If you go like the Turi Evin, it's very good. You always look at the Shiurim. The only way out of this I was thinking is maybe that we know for a Davar Pasha that there's Tumas Eichlet. That's a Davar Pasha. It's not the Torah already says that there is Tumas Eichlet. Now it's just a question of which way to go. You want to be Makel and you want to say that there's only going to be Tumas Eichlet in this case. So that you don't have the right to do. But it's a very interesting discussion into what is the Havana in Tafasta Meruba and Lav Dafka that you should always look at the Shiurim, but rather look at the Chidushim. Al-Kapanim, says the Gemara, the reason why I'm going to choose the Shiur of a Beitzes Tarnagoilis as opposed to Beitzes Bar Yochni is based on the Klal of Tafasta Mu'at, Tafasta. Frag the Gemara, well, why mention a Beitzes Tarnagoilis? The smaller birds, says the Gemara, the Eimah. Ve'ema be'esa d'tzipurta. And argues is the zuta tuva. Just say an even smaller bird. And some mafreshim say that this must be really like the smallest of the small, because you might as well go even smaller otherwise. So this is probably the smallest kosher bird. Why not do that? So this logic, if you're saying, because v'kol ha'eichel asher ye'achel, eichel abam in ha'eichel, and so on, so then you're going to have shver. It doesn't make sense to say it's based on a goylis, because if you're going to be bound by the tafasta, mut, tafasta, limud, then you might as well do the beis haditzipursa. So the Gemara gives a different answer. Rabbi Yavoyu Didei Amar, I've got a different pshat, he says. I've got a different pshat. Mikol ha'eichel asher ye'achel, it's muchach in the posuk, it's nirmaz in the posuk. In the words, what it means. It means, Eichel she'ata eichloi bevasachas. Mikol eichel she'yochel. Food, what's the maximum amount of food that you're able to stick in your mouth? Mikol eichel she'yochel. Eichel she'ata eichloi bevasachas. Veshiru chachomim, ein beisa bluya machzik yezim yebeitzes tarnegoilis. This is the maximum amount of food which you can stick in your mouth, and as Rashi says, Ve'in lahashavalav. And now that Rabbi Yavoyu says this type of alimad, now there's no question, aim of this, aim of that. This, the Torah, is actually being meramez to the shear of a Beitzes Tarnagoilis, by saying mikalech l'sheyachel, it means the maximum amount of food you can fit in your mouth. Good. So the alkapanim, that is the maskana. We're saying that unlike other shiurim, where kizayis is always the is always the shear, when it comes to tumas eichlin, it's the shear of a kibetza. And as we've said in our sugya, when it comes to Yom Kippurim, it is a kakesedus. So now the Gemara gets into another discussion, which also has to do with shiurim. Amar Rabbi Lazar, ha'eichel chelev bizman hazeh. Fascinating din. Imagine, if you will, a person b'shegig eats a piece of chelev. They don't know which fat is permitted, what's chelev, what's shuman. They eat a kezayis of chelev bizman hazeh. It doesn't say kezayis, it says ha'eichel chelev bizman hazeh. Tzarech sheyichtiv le'shir. Write down how many cubic ounces you had. How many grams of chelev did you have? Write it down, make a note of it. Tzarech sheyichtiv le'shir. Why? Shema yavi bezdin acher v'yarbe b'shiurin. Maybe a subsequent bezdin will come along, and they will increase the shiur of a kezayis. Now, the Gemara is going to get into this. But we'll already mention a very interesting question and a very interesting brisker of. We know, the Gemara is going to say this in a minute, that shiurim are a halach l'mesh mi-sinai. Shiurim halach l'mesh mi-sinai. So what does this mean? Maybe they're going to kind of tweak and tinker around with the shiur. Shem yavi bezin achav yarbe b'shiurim. It's halach l'mesh mi-sinai, which is, he's got the same thing of a deraisa. He can't change a halach l'mesh mi-sinai. So the brisker of says that what was nimsar at Sinai is the shear of a kezayis. What type of a kezayis? How big is the kezayis? This type of an olive, that type of an olive. Say again? Didn't give an actual measurement. Exactly. It's the shear of a kezayis. That's what was nimsar at Sinai. The shear of a kezayis. That's why we know there's this famous discussion, the tzlachim, psachim, that speaks about, do we say nowadays that the beitzim are niskatnu? It's a smaller amount, and that's got implications on our shear. Nowadays, we know there's a massive difference in the shiurim nowadays between Rav Chaim Noah and Chazon Ish. Actually, you know, a lot of it has to do with this discussion. According to Rav Chaim Noah, a revius is 86 milliliters. According to Chazon Ish, it's 150 milliliters.
For food, that would be more difficult because this more says what you can swallow. Maximum you can swallow is a tarragut. Very hard to say here. Can't say. There's a limit to how much you can say the base has increased in size over time into the human. People haven't got a big power.
Right, the question is that, you know, it's difficult to say that the shear of the egg has increased in time if it has to do with one's ability to swallow. You know, surely we have to look at these things also correct. And we're also going to see this is going to impact on the shear of a Malay Lugmov, where they also give a basic shear and they speak about what it is in relation to a revius. It's rave revius. And so on. Well, I mean, take a look. According to the Chazon Ish, if it's Rav Revius, then it's got to be 76 milliliters. According to Rav Chaim Noah, if it's got to be, then we're talking about, you know, just over, you know, 83. You know, and if it's the amount of liquid which fits in one person's cheek, well, you know, do a test. I mean, I did a test before just to kind of, you know, see what it's like. But Al Kopanim, that is at least that is an interesting. You say to the brisker off. So again, Amru Lazar, Ayachal Chele Bisman Zeh. So Chiyichtiv Lo Yishir, Shem Yavi Bezen Achav, Yarbe Bishiyurin. Now, says the Gemara, Ma Yarbe Bishiyurin. What does it mean that I'll be Marbe in the Shir? Now, Inema, the Mechayvi Karban Akizayis Katan, which parenthetically doesn't really make sense as to why they'd be Marbe the Shir. That means they're making a Shir smaller. I think Gemara's going to ask this question, but leaving that aside, and the Gemara will explain how to make sense of that. Inema de mechayvi karben akizayis katan. If it means that you ate a kezayis katan and you think you're not liable for a karben because you ate a small kezayis, say inema de mechayvi karben akizayis katan. Nay, in Vatanya, the pasuk says asher leis seyasena b'shkaga v'ashem. What does the pasuk say? It says asher nasi yechta v'asa achaz mekom. It says Hashem alikav asher leis seyasena. So a nasi, a melech, who is chayte, one of the mitzvahs which he should not have done. Hashem lo yisei asena v'ashem. So we darshan from this hashav midiyasei maybe carbon al shigegasei. Meaning Hashem lo yisei asena. He shouldn't have done it. He didn't realize but it's only if he shouldn't have done it. Had he known that it's asa, then he wouldn't have done it. But, right? Hashav midi asa, only someone who would have been a shav, is a maybe carbon, al shigigase. But loy shav midi asa, a maybe carbon, al shigigase. But if the fellow would not have been shav midi asa anyway, because he thinks he's not doing an isser, if you go over to a person, if you tell him it's an isser diraisa, with Malchus, he's going to be shav. You go over to him, he's about to get a fleck of chaylev, a speck of chaylev, a masher, and you say, hey, there's a masher of chaylev. He'll say, big deal. I'm not mechuyev for that. So he's not a shav midiase. So this fellow thinks that, a small portion, a small measurement, is not enough to be mechayev him. So he's not a shav midiase. So why are you saying that you need to make a reshima, mark down what you ate, because you might be liable a carbon, but by definition you're not, because you're not a shav midiase. The Gemara in the beginning of Chulin uses this cloud to say that certain mumarim are not mechuyev in karbanas because they're not shav midiasim. You've got to be a shav midiasim in order to be zeicha to this kapara. Ella, so that isn't the pshat. Ella dele mechayvi karban ad deika kezayis gadol. So maybe that's what it means. Meaning you ate what you thought is the kezayis, so you think in your mind lechishabana beis hamigdash. You think you're mechuyev a carbon? No. Ela de lo mechayvi carbon adi kekezayis gadol. It actually means that you might actually not be liable for a carbon unless you ate a kezayis gadol. And the reason why you have to write this down is because otherwise there's a chulin bazara problem. You think you're liable, you think you're mechuyev a carbon. You're not necessarily mechuyev a carbon. So that is what Rabbi Elazar is telling us. So if a person ate chaylev ismanazeh, and he thinks he ate a requisite shear to be mechayev makarbon, write it down, because maybe they will increase the size of the shear, add the ikka kezayis gadol, and so on.
Well, why should you be potter for a shear that made later when you over on the shear that was current?
The question is, why should you be potter for a shear which was made later if right now, b'asher husham, if today, you're chayev? So this leads us to a question of the Rashash. This is something which the Rashash was asked. The B'dayim Alazeh. The Rashash says like this, Nish'alti mi'chachem echot. Delefizeh. And it's a similar type of question that you're asking. Delefizeh. Havilei lahachmir v'lecho b'lel echot shol pesach matzah shol kama. Eat a massive kezayis. Maybe they'll come along and they'll say, oh no, that's not a kezayis which you ate. You thought you ate a kezayis stuff in your mouth with one third of a hand matzah, now you need to have two thirds. Ein l'dover soif, if you're going to go and be mishayer based on a future matzah, which is the aim this question which you're asking. And so on. Says the Rashash, v'hishavtiv, and I responded to this, chacham echad, ulatameich, according to you, bizman hamigdush nami, lehavi lelasi echates al kezayis dechelev, emnech hashash chudun bazara. You go ahead and you bring it. Maybe today Bezdin is going to change it. Even in the times of the Bezdin, even in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, maybe you shouldn't. In English, I'll say, Ella, Ikra de Milsa. So says the Rashash, Ksiv Ella Shefet Asher Yiyeh B'Yamim Ahim. Ein Lecha Ella Shefet Shebiyamecha. So really, we need to go ahead and look at kind of what is done at the time and so on. He says, "Ach im yovi hakarben al achilas kezayis bezman shenischadish halacha al shir gadol." But if, when the time comes in the future, and then in the future they say, "Right now, the only time you bring a carbon into this base of mikdash is if it's such and such a shir," so then he says that would be considered to be chulin lazara. So things which are only relevant right now in matzah, Tavshin Pei Aleph, the Pesach this past year, we ate and that's it. But when things will be relevant in the future, now Bezdin will paskin, if you want to bring a chatas, make sure it's only if you ate such and such amount, that already is something which is relevant. That is what the Rashash says. Good, so that is one din. So that is what it means. That's what Blaz is din. If you eat chaylev bezman hazeh, write it down. And so, now remember we said this, and we said an interesting havamina. We said, if it means that there'll be mechayvi or carbon on a kezayis katan, so now the Gemara goes back to that. Now the Gemara says, ulamayvi solikadaite, miyakara. The mechay de carbon a kazay is cotton. My yarbe b'shiurin. How's that called that we marbe in the shear if they're actually going to be mamayid in the shear? Me mechay de you in a kazay is cotton. Says the Gemara, you're right. We'll have to read it. Shem yarbe b'karbonis mach m'shiurin. It means they will be a riboy in the karbonis because of a smaller shear. That is how we will have to be nidchak. Good. So as we mentioned, that the concept of shiurin and einshin, the Gemara says, is halach halamesh mi'sinai. In fact, the Gemara einshin mechtav ksivi. We know that einshin are written. It's explicit. The Torah is replete with various einshin. Einshin mechtav ksivi, ala hachika amar. But rather the pshat's like this: shiurim shel einshin halach lamesh mi'sinai. The shiurim which are relevant to the einshin, that is a halach lamesh mi'sinai. Tanya nami achi shiurim shel einshin halach lamesh mi'sinai. Achirim imrim bezdin shel yavitz tiknum. The bezdin of yavitz, Rashi says, Osniel ben Kenaz, that Osniel ben Kenaz, he was mistaken. These things, like the Gemara, one second. Oksiv, Eila mitzvah she'egin navi rashoi lechadish dover mi'ato. A navi, or by the same token, a shefet, because Osniel ben Kenaz is considered from the shefetim. So I think he's from the very beginning, if not the first, of the shefetim. So a navi or a shefet is not allowed to be mechadish anything. Ella shakham v'chazru v'yazdim. He wasn't mechadish it; it was forgotten, and he kind of re-established it. We know Osniel ben Kenaz was instrumental in this particular area. The Gemara says in Tzmura, Shleishas alafim halachas nishtatchu b'me'evil shol Meisher Rabbeinu. V'chazirim Osniel ben Kenaz b'pil pulay. So we see that Osniel ben Kenaz, he was instrumental in his ability to kind of bring back halachas which were forgotten and so on.
When did
Osniel ben Kenaz, well, he married Kalei's daughter. So it was the very, very beginning of the Shevtim.
Shevtim, he lived a long time, or he's just
not sure? Did live a long time.
Why did you say
the
one of the
Shevtim? He was the very beginning of the Shevtim, the scoop of the Shevtim.
But he lived from Moshe Rabbeinu's
time. Yeah, but I think he's considered to be from the first of the Shevtim, meaning, right after.
Yeshua.
Well, he was a contemporary of Yeshua also.
Yeah,
yeah, he led after Yeshua, but he was a contemporary. He married, if I'm not mistaken, he married Kalev's daughter. So
he must have been under 20 when he was.
Oh yeah, yeah, I guess he must have been under 20 that he wasn't included in the.
Yeah. He was mentioned at the time of Yeshua when
he
forgot him, just after the death.
Yeah, so he was alive at the time of the Patir of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Yeah, I mean, it could be he was 50, 60 years old at the time, because it just means he wasn't included. He was under 20 at the time of the Chet HaMeraglim. But then they were draying around for another 40 years. It could have been 55, 60 at the time. But yeah, so that was the Maila of Osniel. There's another interesting Rishash. So the Gemara is saying that when we say that we said Shirim and Einshim is Alach Mashmi Sin, we're saying it's the Shirim of the Einshim. So the Rishash says, "Lo yodati kavanas omrei shel einshin." What exactly does this mean? The shiurim of the einshin. Halei shiurim shel mitzvah say, "Digayin dachiras matzah upasach gam ken alach mishmi sinai." V'chein de tuma kamei etzim kasa'ira kazayis minanis udinavela uchadashim in asheretz. The tefach al tefach de tuma is ayal uchadimayim gam ken alach mishmi sinai. So what exactly are you coming lafuke? Meaning, you know, the shiurim of mitzvah say, and the shiurim of all tuma, and so it's not specifically the shiurim of the einshim as such. So the shiurim of the einshim, that's the Rishash's kasha. But ulai mishum the sfir lei chatzi shiur also min haTorah. So chatzi shiur, as we saw at the beginning of the parak, shitas Rabbi Yochanan and how he paskin chatzi shiur also min haTorah. The ein by lav ela yisura ba'alma. Lachinka Omar shall einshin. The Rotzalema sheyesh ben einesh de malkas the kareis lafuki li sura ein shir. There's no clear shir just for the isser as such. Maybe that's what it's coming to allude to. Okay.
What does it mean?
You mean, is it, was it not? You're assuming it means something as opposed to a name.
Well, it's not the abbreviation of.
This is not an abbreviation. And that's what I thought, but you mean, is it a nickname for us, Neil? Not sure. I'll look into it. Not sure. Okay, says the Gemara. So we said, Hashay the Malay Lugmav. If a person drinks a Malay Lugmav, So Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Loi Malay Lugmav Mamesh, which would imply both cheeks. Meaning, if they would be mesalek to one side and it would have the appearance, some say it actually means, like, let's say if someone is looking at you from one side of your face, and because one cheek is puffed out, it looks like the other one is also, but it really means just one side. Right, that is the question. Right, that's what Gemara is going to ask now. Anantanan Malay Lugmav. It's like that, but it's not actually that. It's referring to a ki. It's ki malay lugmav. Frag the Gemara. You see, not like that. We're going to ask Akasha from Beis Hillel. Meisvei, kama yish to be chayiv. How much does one need to drink in order to be chayiv? Bishami imrim revius. Or Beis Hillel imrim malay lugmav. Rabbi Yehuda Eimah Mishim, Rabbi Eliezer, Kimalei Lugmav. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira Eimah Kedei Gemir, the amount to gulp. But it says very clearly in Beis Hillel, it is Malei Lugmav, and it's difficult to say it's Kimalei Lugmav, because that's the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So we really kind of got you against a wall. You're stuck over here. So it's going, I'm not stuck. Mi Adifa Mi Masnisen, is this Braisa any stronger than the Mishnah? Do Kimna Kedei Sheyira? And that it appears like Achanami Kedisha Yira, but it's really Kimalei Lugma. Frag the Gemara, Yachayana Rabbi Eliezer. Then it's the exact same shear as Rabbi Eliezer. Says the Gemara, Yikibinayu, Malei Lugmav Dachuk. If it's just an exact, precise Malei Lugmav. Meaning Rashi says, Rashi says, two lines down. It's a larger amount. It's a smaller amount. As we know, we say that the Tana Basra L'Tfuye Asa. The Tana Basra usually comes to add on. So Rabbi Eliezer is coming to be more machmer. So let's think about this for a second. So we're saying, what is the shear? How much do you need to drink to be chayv on Yom Kippur? Bisham says a revius. Beis Hillel says Kimalei Lugmav. Frag the Gemara. Maskevla Rabbi Shem Kain Havali Mikulei Beis Shammai Umichumrei Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai are being more makel, because Beis Shammai are saying only if you drink a full revius. Certainly according to Chazon Ish, 150 milliliters is much more than one cheekful. So Kumtais, this is a kula of Beis Shammai. And a chumra of Beis Hillel. What's wrong with that? So Rashi fears us. V'lisnaya b'meseches hidyeis gabi kuli b'shamay shekulin shnei sham. I mean, if the fact is not mentioned over there, an idiot's clue shows not like that. So Amarlei answers and says, ki itchil, when this question was posed and discussed in the Beis Medrash, ba'oig melech haboshen itchil. It was about four. Oig Melech HaBashan, how much does he need to drink in order to be chayiv on Yom Kippur? Lo Yitzer, he was a yid. It was about a big person. Rashi says, top Rashi, Bevei Midrasha, Hachtel El Kama Yishta, V'yichayiv Linyin Oig Melech HaBashan, Kolema, Linyin Adam Ka, Nakim Itcho, a big chap. Ma'avilu Be'ishamay L'chumra, to mechayiv B'Revius, even if you only drink a Revius worth, then you're going to be chayiv. Whereas according to Beis Hillel, you drink one cheekful and you're chayiv. So it comes out, and a cheekful of Oig Melech HaBashan, a big person, is going to be more than a revius, and therefore it's going to come out that Beis Hillel will be the maker. Tavlu Beis Sham Lechumra and Beis Hillel Kula. Maskev L'Rabzeira. Sam, very interesting, you say this is the Kakasha. Maishna Achila, the Chol Chad V'Chad B'Kachi Sevis. One is objective and one is subjective. When it comes to food, you eat a kakasevis, tayiv. When it comes to drink, it has to do with your cheekful. Amle Abaye, fascinating answer. Amle Abaye ba'achila, kimluhu l'rabbanin b'kakasevis, the b'achim yasvedaiti. Batsi m'achila yasvedaiti. B'didei, b'shtia, excuse me, le'miasva. B'shtia, b'didei m'yasvedaiti, b'dechavrei le'miasvedaiti. Fascinating answer. When it comes to food, if a person eats a kakasevis worth of food, regardless of how big you are, there will be a certain amount of yishav hadas. But when it comes to drink, it's only with your mouthful. If you have in your mouthful, in your cheekful, it's mole, then there's a certain yishav hadas which you have. That's what Gemara says.
According to one opinion.
Say again?
Only according to the sheet of that, so not the fixed shoe.
Well, everyone agrees, Mi'ikra Din, it's your mouthful, it's your cheekful. Question is, if you're not sure how to be Mashayer, and you weren't Mashayer of Yom Kippur, and you don't want to know how much to drink, then we all say, you know, be Machmer, but Lamai said, that is the Shir. That is the Shir. Based on this, there's a fascinating discussion. Shlomo Zalman says the following. Imagine, if you will, let's say for argument's sake, let's say, because Lamai is the place, come say, if you're not sure, use 40 milliliters. Let's say, for argument's sake, your mouthful is 50 milliliters, let's say. If you don't know, you use 40, but let's say it's 50. And let's say, Erev Yom Kippur, a person has three teeth pulled. So now, this place for 55 milliliters. So says Shlomo Zalman, what's going to be in such a case? So, it's kind of interesting, like, to what extent the Gemara, like, we take this on, like, is the pshat that there's, like, a certain... Yeah, yishav hadas, if my cheek full, if it's full, I can feel, you know, on all sides of my right cheek, you know, liquid, that gives me a certain geschmack. So now that I've got three teeth missing, or someone's got three teeth missing, then if I don't have it full, then I don't know the yishav hadas. Shlomo Zalman is mistafik about this, because he says, Shabdechik loyma, Shabizman muet, Zenishtana shir yishuvi daite, you know, Erevyom. You know, 2 days ago, he had a yishav hadas from this. Now he doesn't have a yishav hadas because his mouth... But interesting, it goes into, like, to what extent this is a real shir, and so on. Okay, good. Al kaponim, that is the difference between achila and shtia. Maskiv l'arab zeira. V'chol olam kulei b'kaki seves, v'eg melech ha-boshem b'kaki seves. But it seems strange. How does that work? Surely the bigger you are, you need more to generate a yishav hadas. I'm nearby, no. Kimlu l'rabbanan, the bahachi mi'as v'dayti. Batsum achalei mi'as v'dayti. Menachanam, it's not the same for everyone. Miu, kuli alma tuva. V'ayig melech habashan purta. There will be epis a yishav hadas. Not going to be so great, but he will say, that was something. The person is ravenous. And you have a certain amount of food, you feel that something has happened. You feel a certain yishav hadas. For many people, the yishav hadas will be bigger. Like Melech HaBoshen, there will be a yishav hadas, albeit small. Maskev l'Rav Zeira, Boser Shamen, Bekaki Seves, V'lo Ve'Gifanen, Bekaki Seves. What? All food is all lumped together in the same category. If it's nice, fatty meat, it's a Kiseves. And if it's horrible, leaves, it's also Kaki Seves. Yep. Kimlu l'Rabbanen, Debachim Yasvedaiti, Batsimach, Lein Yasvedaiti, Miu. Avada, Basisham in Tuva, Lulvigivan in Purta, there'll be more of Yishuv Adas, there'll be less of Yishuv Adas, of Yishuv Adas there will be. Maskil Arava. Kezai is B'Kedei Achilas Pras. We know when you eat, it's always got to be within a Kedei Achilas Pras. So, Kezai is has to be B'Kedei Achilas Pras. The Kesev is B'Kedei Achilas Pras. Meaning, why should we say, if so, that just like a Kezai has to be consumed B'Kedei Achilas Pras, so this shear, which is unique to Yom Kippur, is also the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines down, Kake Seves, B'Kedei Achilas Pras, Bitmiya Yeme Kippurim, Shashir Achilas, B'Kake Seves, Afhu, Shiyuroi, Litsiruf Achilasai, B'Kedei Achilas Pras, Vimsho Yoisim Ikan, Ein Mitzar, for Potter. V'Kevin the Shear of Godel, Boishihi Atfei. Surely you should allow more time for this to be consumed. Let's hear if achilase v'hashtakula. The patchule comes out, you're being makel, you're allowing him You're allowing him, you say, this kesevis, which is more than a kezias, as we saw, it has to be eaten quickly. If it's not eaten quickly, you're potter. So how does that work? Asks the Gemara. Kezias b'chdech les pras. And the kesevis b'chdech les pras. Amnei abaya, kimu rabbanen, and the b'hachim yasudaiti, b'tvei mi'hach le'im yasudaiti. So it's fascinating. Abaya is like one by one, every question which Reb Zeira asked, Rava asked, and so on. Abai says, yeah, this is what it is, and there's just different levels of Yishuv Adas and so on.
Maskev, the shear is the same.
Shear is the same. Yeah, it's the same shear. Maskev la Rava. Bechdei achilas pras. Bechatsi pras. Bechdei achilas pras. So if you eat a kdei achilas pras. So what does he do with it? I'm sorry, he says he changed it to kezayis. Maskev Rava. Kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. If you eat a kezayis, it's kdei achilas pras. V'chatzi pras, which is a much, much larger amount. V'chatzi pras is also b'chdei achilas pras. Rashi says, what is the shear of chatzi pras? Shishiyurei lifsel esagviya. The shear of chatzi pras is the amount of food, tummy food. Let's say a person has tummy food. He's a Yisrael. He's not muzer ala tuma. But he eats tummy food for whatever reason, because obviously he's not muzer on it, so he decides to eat it. Now, there's a din d'rabbanan, we learned in the end of the first parak of Shabbos, the Yud Ches Dover. One of the Yud Ches Dover is, if a person eats a chatzi pras of tummy food, lifsil as a gviya, it passes his body from eating truma. So let's say he's a kayin, and he ate chulin, and so on, and that would passel him from eating truma. Rashi says chatzi pras shashir lifsal segvia la'ichal ha'ichlin tmein chatzi pras nifsal gufi melechal truma the chatzi pras shir gadlu kishtei beitzim secha case. It's two beitzim secha case, larger ones, like we say in Erevin. The af bey meshavinin shiyas siruth b'kdechelitz pras v'sulay, and that also, meaning that's also a particular measurement which we will apply the standard Kedechlis Pras amount of time, the Suloy, and no more than that. Surely we should require a larger amount. That the Gemara gives a different answer. That whole din, anyway, the lav diraisu. It's not diraisu, the whole din, that if you consume tummy food, you are not allowed to consume Truman Kodshim. That's a din d'rabbanan. Hanachal tumas gviya d'lav d'iraisu. And being that it's not d'iraisu, the rabbanan were meikel. They were meikel. Frankly, Gemami Amra Papa Hachi, it's a trisoni mit d'rabbanan. Laksiv, v'lei zetamu behem, v'nit meisim palma. Don't become tummy with them, lest you defile yourself. Amra Papa Mikan. Shatumas gviya d'iraisu. Don't move, says Rapa. From here we see that your body becoming tummy, legabi, eating food, is a din d'iraisu. Says the Gemara, no, midrabanan, the kra asmach the ba'alma. About it's a din d'rabanan, it's from the Yud Ches Davar. Yisrael may not musharn on this, and the pasuk is merely an asmach the ba'alma. Al kapanim, so we've said a lot of very important dinim so far. Number one, let's just recap for a minute. Number one, we've said that all shiurim from its tasef, alayis tasef, is with a kezayis. We've seen two exceptions so far. One is tumas eichlin, that we learn out from Mikala Eichel Asher Ye Achel, which is the Shir of Kebetza, which is what the Beisa Blia is able to be machzik. And obviously we've said the Shir of Eikaki Seves in reference to Yom Kippur. We said the din of Rabbi Lazar, if a person eats Chela Bezman Hazeh, they need to write down because they might actually be potter even though they ate a Kezayis in Tavshin Pei Aleph, what is deemed a Kezayis in Tavshin Pei Aleph, because maybe Bezman Shri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, there'll be marbe, the shiur, and it'll turn out that you have not eaten a kezayis, and you would not be allowed to bring a carbon, and it will be chulin bazara. We said that the shiurim are a halacha mishmi Sinai, and then we said the shiur of malei lugmav is the amount which you can be misalik one side of your mouth, and what some priest can say if a person needs to rely on this shiur on Yom Kippur, they should fill up their mouth. Their mouth entirely, both cheeks, spit into a cup, and then divide it in two. And that's possibly a more accurate way of figuring out what one cheekful is, as opposed to trying to do it in one. And they also say, in the absence of knowledge, use 40 cc's of liquid. How often? So that, and there are many shitas. The most makel one is every 2 minutes. The most machmir one is every 9 minutes. 9 minutes they bring from the Chasam Sefer, they bring from the Maram Shik, who is a Talmud, who says 8 minutes. And then the shitas are 7 minutes and 6 minutes and 4 minutes. And there's different rayas which they bring. And, you know, halach lamaisa, obviously one asks a shayla, but very often one will say to someone, like, if you can manage every 9 minutes, great. If you need more, yeah, then you can just go down as much as you need, because yesh al milismech, and depending on the situation, will depend on mekel. Good. It says in Gemara, we said, kol ha'ichlim, we said, all food is mitzdarev to the shear of a takiseves. Amar papa, achal umtsa u'milcha, mitzdarev. A person had meat and salt, it is mitzdarev. Even though the salt is not food, being that this is what people put together on the meat, so then it's considered to be part of the food, and it is mitzurif. So the brine, the liquid which is on the vegetable, is mitzarif lekakisev is biyom kippurim. Meaning that something which is intrinsic to the actual yerek itself. It's not something which you put on top of the yerek. It's something which comes from the yerek itself. Ma'udatayim ha-mashka. I might have thought that is considered to be a mashka. Kamash malan, kolach shri uchlo. I'm sorry, I said that this was the tzir of the yerek itself. I'm sorry, this is the tzir which is placed on. I'm sorry, Rashi Taka says, Achshuri Uchla, in the first white line, Mashke Habol Lamatik Esa'ichl Uchlo. Maybe it's Poshet, the actual liquid from the vegetable itself, but this is even something which goes on it to sweeten it and to take off the pungent taste. That also is Mitzurif to Eichel as opposed to Mashke. We said if it's Mashke, the Mashke and Eichel is not Mitzav together. Yeah, Amrish Lakish. Fascinating din. A person eats an achila gasa on Yom Kippur. He is potter. He's potter legamri. My time asher leis unaksev prat lemazik. One needs to do a ma'is achila, and this is not considered to be a ma'is achila. This is considered that all you did is you were mazik. If you look at Rashi over here, two lines down in the wide lines, achila gasa. And obviously Rashi is saying lele because by the following morning, by definition, it will never be achila gasa, presumably, because you've had time to digest. So one at night eats when you are properly satiated, and tastes in a few places in Shas mentions that there's two types of achila gasa. There's one where you're full, but you know you could always squeeze in a bit more, and then there's one where nafshe kotzpa, and that's what we're discussing over here. Nafshe kotzpa. Then we say that you are potter. Rashi says, this is not in any way going against my inui. This is horrendous to have to eat more when you are literally stuffed. Interesting lashon. He's mazik the food. And himself, he's mazik the food. He's mazik who esa eichlin. Fascinating what Rashi might mean by that. Meaning, it's supposed to take the food and you're supposed to eat it and mimal it. If it's an achila gasa, you're being mazik the food and yourself. We're going to see in a minute why the term mazik makes sense elsewhere, but here it's quite an interesting usage of that. Amr biyomiyah, amr ishlakish. We have another application of this. Mazdar shachal chuma achila gasa mishnah misakeren. If a czar eats truma once again in an achila gasa form, so you have to pay the keren because you have taken away the fellow's money, the kohen's money. But the special din of tashlumi truma, which is a din which is reserved to someone who is oichel truma. What does the pasuk say? The ish ki yoichal kodesh b'shkaga, v'yasu chamish yisalav, v'nasu l'kayin es kodesh. That's a din if you ate truma, if you stuff truma down your mouth when you absolutely are holding by achila gasa, that is not considered to be an act of achila. That's called that you were mazik the truma. Rashi says, "Bratna mazik is a truma," and therefore you do not have to pay the special din of tashlumi truma. We mentioned a couple of days ago on Shavuos Vatamas, we mentioned an interesting shaila of the Maram Shik, and the Maram Shik was asked about an individual who was told and warned by the doctors, "You're not to eat matzah and you're not to eat maror on Pesach. It's dangerous for you." And the fellow was planning on ignoring the advice of the doctors, and the shaila he asked was, "Can you make a bracha? Can you make a bracha alchilas matzah? Can you make a bracha alchilas maror?" And the Maram Shik parenthetically says over there, "B'chlal, who even says that it's a ma'aseh achila? If you're doing something which will necessarily be mazik you," and he quotes, we have a precedent that if a person is doing something which is mazik, that's not called an achila. Ki yoichal prat lemazik. It's not called an act of achila. I asked the Maram Shik on himself. The Gemara says in Psachim, and it's paskim in Shulchan Aruch, that a person is supposed to be doichek es atzmai lishteis yayin la'arba koises afal pi shemazik loy. I thought we said that if it's mazik, it's not considered to be an act of achila. So he's machalik between if the damage is immediate or if the damage is eventual. If the damage is immediate, the person is mamash achila gasa. They can't bear to eat anything anymore. That's considered to be a mazik. That's not considered to be an act of achila. But if a person drinks wine, and it's quenching your thirst, and there's a hanas mayav, and so on, happens to be 3 hours later, you're going to have a bad stomach, and it's who knows what, that's not considered to be an act of hezek as such. And that is different. Al-Kabonim, he takes it from this Gemara. Amr v'yemiya amr rebi yechanan zar shekoises se'oirim shal truma misham sekeren. So Rashi says in many places, like he says over here, Kaisis, Kol davishu eichlai shalikadech achilase, if you eat something in an abnormal manner, kari lei kaisis. So if you consume barley in an abnormal manner, barley of Shuma, you pay the Karen because you have rid him of his money. I mean, there's a regular chesh mishpat payment which you have to make, but that's not considered to be an achila. Why? Because kiyecho prat lamazik. I didn't really understand this Gemara. Let's say you have some barley. Let's say you have cooked barley. And let's say you wrap it up in a thin cling film and swallow it. Is that going to be mazik you? It's not really mazik you. I mean, it could be that will disintegrate shortly, just like, the covering of a tablet, of a pill. You know, if it's in little caplet, capsule, so that disintegrates fairly quickly, and then you get whatever is inside the tablet. I mean, you know, where do we see in Kiyach HaPrat LaMazik that if the Achila, which even if you swallow it, that's the type where you would usually chew, and you go, Prat LaMazik, oh, it's Mazik you? Why is there a Hezek over there? I didn't understand why there's a Hezek. Amr Shizbi. Amr Rabbi Yochanan Zar Shabala Shizifin Shal Truma. Shal Rav Shizbi speaks about Shizfin. He speaks about prunes, Rashi says. So if you swallow prunes without chewing them, the hikian, and then you vomit them. And you leave them on a plate, and some poor chap, the Achlan Acher, someone else comes in and eats them. So Reuven ate them, vomited them. And Shimon eats them. So Rishon Misham Karen Mechemish. Meaning, swallowing prunes is normal, says the Gemara. Therefore, how do we know it's normal? Because you're paying even a chemish. So therefore, you pay Karen Mechemish. Now, how do we view the Achila of the second chap? When Shimon now comes and he consumes vomited prunes, how do we view that? Sheni Ein Mishalim Elad Me Eitzim L'Rishon Bilvad. meaning Shimon now is liable to Rishon, to Reuven, the first one, the Dmei Eitzim. Only the Dmei Eitzim Bovat. Says Rashi, three lines down, Shedim Yishal Dmei Eitzim L'Rishon Sharei Kana'on Arishon. When the first fellow swallows it, that's it, he's koinet with Shinoi and so on. V'nischayiv b'tashlumeyen, and now Reuven is mechuyiv to the koin. V'hein, Eden Reuyas Oid. It's no longer considered to be food. It's past the point of no return. And therefore, their value would be assessed as potential firewood, if any, if at all. Let's just finish. We said, food and drink is not mitzdarf. Food is kake service. Liquid drinks is malilog mav, and there's no tzir. So, mantana, who is the Tana says you can't be mitzdarf the two? This will only fit like Rabbi Yeshua. What's Rabbi Yeshua? This now. Rabbi Yeshua said, Klala Rabbi Yeshua, said Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Shetumas Vishur Yeshava Mitzdarf. Any time where the Tuma and the Shiur is the same, then you can be Mitzdarf. We'll see Rashi in a minute. Tumasa yivalei shiure, but if the tuma is mitzdarif, but the shiur is not mitzdarif. Like for instance, the amount of days that the tuma will be, is it for 7 days or is it a tuma for 1 day, and how much does it need to be? Is it an etzem kasa'ur, is it a kazayis? So there's tuma and there's the shiur. So you need both the tuma and the shiur to be mitzdarif legabi certain dine tuma, but if it's tuma v'lei shiurei, shiurei v'lei tumasei, or le tumasei v'lei shiurei, a mitzdarfin. So says Rav Chisda, if we're saying that food and drink is not mitzdarif, meaning we're looking at each one individually, and food has got its shiur, and liquid has got its shiur, and so on, so that who is the Tana who this resonates with? This would be Rabbi Yeshua, based on what he says, legabe tumo. Says the Gemara of Nachman Amar, no, avidu temur rabbonin. Adkan like Amri Rabbanan Hasam Elin in Tuma. The Rabbanan only said what they said over there with regards to Tuma. The shame Tuma Chadhi. Because Tuma is Tuma is Tuma. So what difference does it make if there's a different shear? This is Tommy, that's Tommy. They can all make up the requisite shear. Aval Hacha, Mishum Yisuvi Daitu. Here we're saying that the criteria is what gives a certain Yishavadas. Vahai Le Mias Vadaiti. Meaning I need to have a kakasevas worth of food and a malilugma worth of liquid in order to have a yishuv hadas. I will not necessarily have a yishuv hadas if I have half a kakasevas worth of food and then make up the rest with liquid. There's not going to be a yishuv hadas, and therefore even the Rabbanan would agree. Says the Gemara, v'chein amrish lakish, the machlekes shnuya. He also said, like Rav Chisda, that this is a davar shonim b'machlekes, and it only goes Rabbi Yeshua, this man Kalam Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yechon Amar, no, Afilutim Rabbanan, Adkan Lekami Rabbanan Hasam, Elin Yin Tuma. No, it's only there by Tuma that they said Tuma has got the same shame. Ablach Mishum Yisivi Daitu, Vahai, Loi Kami Asva Daite. And here there's not going to be Yeshiva Das if you have half a Shem Lelugmav and the rest with food, and half a Shekhe Kisavis and the rest with liquid. Let's just see a couple of Rashis. Rashi, let's see the Rashi of Shetumasen v'shiur and Shavak again. Shnei chatzay zeisim, two chatzay zeisim mishnei meisim. So you have a chatzay zayis of Reuben the meis, chatzay zayis of Shimon. Oy mishnei nevelis, oy shtei chatzay adasha mishnei shratzim. Shizman tumasen shavak, the amount of the length of time that it's mitam is the same. V'shiur and Shavak, right? Latame b'shiur echad. And so on. So only if the shear and the zman is the same is there a tziruf. The Gemara Rav Chisda and Rish Lakish thought to say, therefore, this goes only according to Rav Yeshua and the Cholkim, Rav Nachman, and Rav Yechon say it could even go like the Rabbanan, because they only said, they only disappeared over there, like Abituma, Kashem to Machadu, but here it has to do with Yeshiva Das.
But, Rabbi, I guess about the tziruf, we only